Hello and welcome to the Wedgelings Fitness Podcast with me, head coach Ben Price. I'm a injury prevention specialist. And in this episode, we're going to talk about things seeming impossible until they're done. I'm recording this the day after completing my first half Ironman, which I never thought I would be able to do. And to be honest, the thought of doing a full Ironman seems fairly impossible right now, but I know that if I stick with the training, stick with the plan, then I will be able to do that full Ironman. The reason it seemed an impossible feat for me in particular was because I have suffered in the past with a lot of running injuries. I've had plantar fasciitis, I've had bad knees, bad hips, really, really bad back, and it wasn't until I learned how to run that even just running 10K or 5K even was an okay experience for me. And now I'm thinking I've just run a half Ironman, doing the bike, swim, bike and run. And I ran a half marathon at the end. It wasn't pretty, to be honest. It was tough, but I did it. So it always seems impossible until it's done is the quite a famous quote from Nelson Mandela. And it's true, isn't it? We set ourselves these goals. And I always encourage people to set quite lofty goals because it gives us a lot of focus and gives us a lot of direction as to where we're going with our training. And it also means that you're going to achieve things a lot quicker than people who do not have goals. You need vision. You need to know where you're going. Otherwise, you end up floating about. And I see it at Wedgelings Fitness. People who have these goals, who have a goal, will 100% achieve more in a quicker time frame than the ones who don't really have a goal or don't really feel like setting themselves a goal. We often tell ourselves we don't really want to achieve big things physically or otherwise, and we kind of lull ourselves into this false sense of security that it's not for me, I'm not into it, I don't really like setting big goals. And what that is just because we are probably a bit scared of failure, and therefore if we never set ourselves a big goal, we can never fail. And that's also part of the journey, is failure, you know, making mistakes. Like yesterday, didn't take enough water, got a bit dehydrated on the run, had sand in my shoe, I got blisters on my toes. You know, those mistakes that you make along the way, you missed training session or you didn't do this or you didn't that. And those things, hopefully we learn from, and those mistakes, they're worth making. And that's all part of the process. Okay, so it always seems impossible till it's done. Just remember that when I look back at yesterday, at the time I was thinking, bloody hell, that was, don't know how I'm going to get through it, it's tough. But now it's done. I feel like I definitely could do that again. And I don't want to right now, but I think I could if I had to. And today I don't feel that bad. Like, my legs are not as bad as I thought they were going to be. I'm actually going to go paddling in the sea for a bit in my paddleboard, just as a bit of active recovery. So set yourself a big goal. You know, if you don't achieve it, there's another really good quote by Bruce Lee, which I love, which is, a goal is not always meant to be achieved, it's just something to be aimed for. And so even if I don't finish the Ironman, even if I don't do the actual event, maybe it's cancelled due to coronavirus or something like that. It's already been delayed by 6 weeks, so it could end up being cancelled. It's not worries, no problem, because I've already got all of this benefit out of doing it. I've already got my cardiovascular system is much better. I can now run without injury. I can swim. I've got a new shiny bike. I can cycle. So there's always, and I've, you know, there's all these benefits that have come out of doing the Ironman, and having that focus through the lockdown as well has been really amazing. So I'm not saying that you have to sign up for an Ironman if you come and join Wedgelings Fitness, obviously. But I do encourage you to have a big goal. If you don't set one, you don't set one. But question why you're not setting one. Is it just because you genuinely don't want to? Or maybe there is something, like maybe you wanted to run a marathon for ages and you just thought, I'm not a runner, it's not for me, I'm not that sort of person. But maybe you do secretly, deep down, want to do these things. I believe the body needs to be worked hard, and we need to have focus outside of our work, and setting physical goals can really, really help with that. Make sure you care about them. Obviously, if you don't want to do Ironman, you have no interest in Ironman whatsoever, don't set yourself an Ironman as a goal. But it is bloody good. I tell you what, for mental health as well as physical health, doing triathlon training or long endurance training is really good. Not to say that you won't get the same benefits out of lifting weights and doing strength training. Of course, you will. But it's good to have that focus. So it always seems impossible till it's done by Nelson Mandela. I hope this has been useful. I'm sort of recording this for one of my clients who's feeling a bit doubtful about one of the goals that she set for herself. And she asked me the other day if I ever doubt the fact that I could do the Ironman, and the answer is, of course, yes, I do. I mean, it was 1 year ago, almost to the day, that I actually said I was going to do it. And so I've been training for a year, and I've just done the half Ironman. I mean, I've been training properly for about 6 months, like actual focused, structured training. But yeah, it's amazing what you can achieve in a year, but most people really underestimate what they can do in a year, because 1 year can go by very quickly. And it's 2020 now. It's the year of that will always be known for the lockdowns and the coronavirus. And so many people have written 2020 off. And I haven't, you know, I've got a whole load of amazing training out of 2020. So don't write it off just because everyone's saying, oh, 2020 was rubbish. Well, there's opportunity in the lockdown. There's opportunity in whatever happens. So yeah, think about that. All right, that's all for now. Thanks for listening. If you like this, please follow and comment below with anything else you want me to chat about. Thanks for listening. See you later. Bye.